This is an Expository Files podcast. I'm John Quinn, and this is being recorded on April the 10th, 2018. This is the second in a series of three podcasts based on Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9. The title of this series is, For a Little While, Lower Than the Angels. The text reads, But we do see him who was made for a little while lower than the angels, namely Jesus, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. Last time we looked at Jesus on the cross as he suffered death for everyone. Now we're going to behold Jesus in his church. The Hebrew writer also refers to Jesus as being crowned with glory and honor in our text, Hebrews 2 and verse 9. There are many things to notice about Jesus Christ and his church. When it comes to giving God glory, we do this in the church and in Christ. The Apostle Paul wrote, To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. That's Ephesians in chapter 3 and verse 21. Yes, Jesus reigns today as king. He reigns in the hearts of his disciples. He prophesied when he would begin his reign during his ministry. He said at the very beginning of his ministry that it would be during the generation of those that were standing on the earth alive at that time that he would commence his reign. In Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15, the Bible says, Now after John had been taken into custody, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Also, later in Mark chapter 9 and verse 1, the Bible says, And Jesus was saying to them, Truly I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God after it has come with power. He also emphasized that it would not be an earthly kingdom at all, but his rather is a spiritual reign in the hearts of his people. In John 18 and verse 36, he responded to Pilate, who questioned him about his kingdom and its nature. Verse 36 says, Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm. So, if we are committed to Jesus' reign in our hearts as our king, then his kingdom exists within us. The citizens of his spiritual kingdom are also referred to as his church. The church is a collection of his people. He shed his precious blood for the church. The words of the Apostle Paul are recorded for us in Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. Be on guard for yourselves, he says, and for all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood. Yes, Jesus loves his church, Ephesians 5, verse 25. He is the head of his church and all things about it, Ephesians 1, verses 22 and 23, and Ephesians 5, verse 23. Yes, once Jesus was crowned with thorns at his death. Now he has been crowned with glory. We honor him with glory as members of his body, his church, as citizens of his kingdom. Let us continue to honor the Son of the living God as we make his will our own will, respect his authority and his word, and make his attitudes our own attitudes. Next time, we'll conclude this series by considering Jesus in me. This has been an Expository Files podcast. I'm John Quinn, and thanks for listening.